to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have on this broadcast each and every day. Let me remind you that the format design of Let's Face the Issues is designed around you, our listener. We set the stage, we ask the questions, and invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. And lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. The issue today we're talking about is a pretty broad, but yet it filters down, focuses on what America needs most. We're going to talk about what America has. We're going to talk about what President Trump is doing. We'll talk about what Doge has done. We will speak about the issues in relationship to our military and the economic foundation of America and the tariffs that Trump has instituted starting today on a global basis. And with all that's good, is that what America needs most? Is there something missing in the dialogue and discussion that we're seeing on a national basis? Is there something missing in the dialogue and discussion with the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party and the Marxist media that's not being touched on, not being talked about? It's kind of the third rail, if you will, in society today. But we're going to touch on it. What is it America needs more than good finances? What is it America needs more than a good economic base? What is it America needs more than a good military strength? What is it America needs more than good, solid civil servants in Washington? What is it America needs more than removal of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our schools? What is it America needs more than the U.S. Department of Education that is now being dismantled to be closed? What do we need as America? What will truly make America great again? And man, let me just do a little parenthetical footnote. We need to turn back to God. We need to turn back to the Bible. We need to have revival. We need to recognize that our churches are in trouble. We need to realize that we're witnessing and watching the apostasy taking place. We need to recognize and realize, ladies and gentlemen, that our churches have turned into entertainment centers that please the crowd and not honoring Christ. That's where we're going. We're going to invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it God's truth book. As Jesus speaks to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further, Jesus says in the scripture, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, God's word gives us what God is doing yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God's word gives us the past, present, and the future. God's word is the track upon which we need to run our lives on. When we look at everything that's happening on a global basis, national and local basis, we need to see it through the prism of the Word of God. May I say to you, it is the truth book. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, in that dystopian novel entitled 1984, Orwell, a secularist, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, we see that to be factually true today. And it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. When truth is gone, when truth is dead, we have nothing more to hang on to turn to. In fact, that is the reason I get kind of concerned, gravely concerned, when I realize the latest statistical survey says that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say there's no absolute truth. In fact, that same group makes the declaration that says each person determines their own version of truth. It's an impossibility, ladies and gentlemen, for everyone to have their own version of truth. I've used the term a half-truth as a whole lie, and that's what we find today in the D.C. Beltway in particular. Whatever Trump does, the left says it's a lie. Whatever Trump says, the left says it's a lie. Whatever is truth, the left says is a lie. It goes back to what is taking place today that God's Word says would happen in Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call good evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Does that sound familiar with what's happening today? I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day. Are you willing to stand for truth on the basis that you will defend it even to death? I believe that's what God calls for us to do. God says that for Christians, we need to be salt and light. Salt delays the decay in a decaying society. Light illumines the darkened world. And we're to be salt and light. And listen, let me just put a little footnote to that. We cannot do that if we hide in the home, hide under the bed, in the closet. Salt being salt and light in a decaying, darkened world means that we as believers must get out of the shaker, must get out of the closet. We must let our light shine, and that means we need to impact society. The woke culture needs to be impacted with the lives of Christians today that's willing to take a stand, speak the truth, and not be afraid of it. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. The campus of Tools for Time has a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Find that flag at the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. About one more moment with a brief reintroduction of part of the monologue. Then we'll open our lines and start taking the callers today. Ladies and gentlemen, America, I believe in America, we're witnessing the greatest upheaval of anger, rage, frustration, and political bias that I've seen in my lifetime. And I'm still under 100 years old, still under 100. But I believe the left, that is the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, and the Marxist media are in full meltdown. Why are they in meltdown? Because of what Trump is doing, what he said he would do. In all of his campaign, he said what he's going to do. He's going to reduce the size of government. He's going to find waste, fraud, and abuse and remove it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But because he's doing what he campaigned on that he would do and what we the people voted on to put him to the office to do, all of a sudden there's a rage and a hair on fire mindset from the leftist Marxist media and the Communist Democratic Party. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about today step by step by step what Trump is doing. But the bottom line is that really the best that America needs? Is it what America needs most? I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead with your call. I just can hear you.
Thank you for taking my call. This is Harper. And, you know, this is very, very timely. And I've been a watchman on the wall for about 80 years. I'm like you, just short of 100. And this month, there's two evident things that's going on that very little attention is paid to one of them. And I'm assuming that probably 75% of the church members don't even recognize it because there's too much hoopla on the other. Mm-hmm. This is the Passover month, and that Passover was given to the Jewish people as a reminder how God had brought them out of Egyptian bondage and set them free. And the same thing happened on the Passover for us as a Christian, because we claim we have Judeo-Christianity, but very little is reduced to, and talked about the Passover and what it means to a Christian. That is where our salvation comes in, and there's too much hoopla about this goddess of spring because too much of that's going on and too much reverences because I got to have a new bonnet, a new suit, everything's in bloom, everything's beautiful, and the devil's going to give you something pretty. If he can offer you something pretty instead of an old ugly cross, a lot of people will fall for that deception. What the world needs now is love, sweet love, and a dedication to serve Jesus until death. I've told this to pastors before, and they said, if I talked about that in my church, I wouldn't have no place to preach next Sunday. Well, God forbid if you lose a place to preach for standing for the truth.
Harper, you're exactly right. If I could hold you for a moment and just let's jump on a moment or two on a couple of those statements that you made. Yeah, the focus is on this time of the year, an Easter bunny. I've never in my life figured out how Easter egg hunt with the chicken eggs being colored and put under bushes and kids hunting for them. I've never figured how that rolls into the Passover celebration. And by the way, you're familiar with, I'm sure, in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, beginning with about the 22nd verse. It's on the right column, about halfway down in my Bible on the right page, where Jesus celebrated the last Passover celebration with his disciples. And in doing so, he instituted, he inaugurated what we call today the celebration of the Lord's Supper. And in the celebration of the Seder meal, that is the Passover meal, they'd have four cups. And that fourth cup was always left empty in the, how would you say, from the Jewish standpoint, awaiting the coming of Elijah. They did not realize the coming of Elijah had already taken place, but the future coming is the Lord Jesus. And Jesus says he's not going to partake of that cup anymore until in the kingdom of God. And he's talking about the marriage supper celebration with Jesus Christ and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, 8, and 9 talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb. And yes, you're right. Most Christians today, most churches today are focused on the rock and roll music. In fact, Harper, I'm just absolutely blown over when talking with some people recently that are in the business of rehabbing churches, painting churches, remodeling churches, etc., etc., and said the greatest call today they're having is to go in and remove the pews and put in the chairs and then have strobe lights and smoke machines and everything painted black inside the sanctuary and setting it up basically as an entertainment chapel rather than a chapel to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that the greatest thing America needs, if I can cut to the chase and go to the bottom line, the greatest thing that we need today is turn back to God. Eliminate the woke culture in our churches. Eliminate the sodomite preachers in our churches. Eliminate the mindset that we've got to embrace society in our churches. Remove the rock and roll celebration and entertainment and go back to a worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revival is the greatest need in America today. What say you?
Well, it goes right back to even in my younger days and yours too, all those bars and things had those flashing lights and everything to attract everybody. And I've never noticed a church that had those flashing lights and all those probe lights and things to attract anybody. They'd rather have something alluring than they had something other that's decimal looking.
Yes, you're exactly right. It deserves our prayer, our constant vigilance, and I believe it's time the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ wake up, recognize, and realize that the greatest thing that America needs today is to turn back to God. Harper, thank you so much, brother. God bless you, and keep looking up. I believe we have another caller on the line. Amen. I'm ready. My ticket's already paid for, punched, and ready. Bags
are
packed.
I'm ready. Let's get a boat load up today.
I'm ready, brother. God bless you. Thank you so much. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please. Hello?
Youngblood, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, my name's Angela. You know me. Anyway, I am right with you. We need to remodel our hearts, not the churches. We need to chase God. Number one, we're not going to be blessed if we don't get rid of abortion. Number two, gay marriage. Those are the laws of our land. God will not bless us until we get rid of those two things. Yes, we gave it to our state. No, that's not going to do it. You think God is happy by giving abortion to the state? No. He wants it gone. He doesn't hate people that had abortion. He hates abortion. He doesn't hate gay people. He hates gayness because it is killing our... Now, gayness is not going to just stop with being gay. Look where it's got us. Every month, we have another initial. Now they're going after our children. They are ready to chop our children up because gayness and evil like that doesn't stop. It goes and it gets worse. It gets more perverse. Now they want to chop our children up. They want to make our children gay. What will be next? They will be marrying animals and having sex with animals. It doesn't stop. It goes and gets worse. God is not going to bless us in America till we turn back to him. We get rid of these evil laws that are in. We say, in God we trust. We say, we love you, God. But what's our main law? Abortion in our land. And then it's gay marriage. What do you think God is doing? Crying. He wants us to get rid of those. I believe God has to just make an executive law and let them things fall where they will. And then God will take up the rest. And you know what? Even if God doesn't fight for the rest of it, we have to do what is right. We have to get rid of those ungodly laws in America. Do you want to know? I believe why we were blessed for hundreds of years, because we had godly laws above our books, above our land. We didn't have no abortion, no gay marriage. We had godly laws. We followed them. We didn't have this fake church with these lights. We had remodeled our hearts, and we went after God. Now we have all these ungodly laws, and we say, God, we love you. We love you. No, he don't want words. He wants deeds. He wants Trump to go out there, and I believe he saved Trump, to go out there, get rid of abortion. I know it's a fight, but you know what? We either do this, or we lose all out, we're lost. If we don't get rid of gay marriage, and I know there's a lot more, but these are two ungodly laws that God hates. And there are our big laws of the land. We have to do away with them. And we do away with them, and we pray. I've been praying every night. I say, God, please make Trump realize that he has to get rid of abortion. Not just give it to the states, but do away with it. And making it an executive law, whatever he has to do. And gay marriage, get rid of it. I don't care what he has to do. And we have, Americans have to pray. We have to pray that Trump does the right thing.
Yes. Angela, you're exactly right. And let me go back and add a couple of parenthetical footnotes to what you're saying. And the third chapter of the Second Timothy chapter 4, is very, very clear that in the last days perilous times will come. And the scripture then gives full identification of the perilous times. Covetous, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, ungodly, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who do good. Hear me, despisers of those who do good. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than than lovers of God. Therein lies the problem. We have those today that love pleasure more than love God, and we find that being brought over into our churches, where the churches today have simply become entertainment centers rather than those that are directing hearts and lives to Jesus Christ. And when it goes back to what we're seeing, we're witnessing and watching a major, if you please, crossroads of society, where the Democrats are saying there's a constitutional crisis, but they do not realize how truthful they are. It is a constitutional crisis, and the crisis is where there's a screaming cry from the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party that's trying to undermine and tear down and destroy what I believe God is attempting to do through his chosen vessel that we call President Donald J. Trump. I believe God has saved his life as the pastor in Illinois speaking at the inauguration celebration of President Trump, where he said it was that millimeter miracle that God saved President Trump, that little millimeter where the bullet hit his ear and not pierced his brain, and therefore we have him today. And so what the Democrats, Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party does not realize, in my most humble opinion, they're fighting against God. They're fighting against God. All that Trump is doing with his agencies and his cabinet that he's appointed is trying to bring America back to its senses and go back to a fundamental foundational value system. But with that, unless we recognize the most important thing, the greatest need in America is turning back to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And just a little statement also in relationship to what you stated about abortionists. It's not just abortion. We have the LGBTQI+ agenda, the sodomite agenda, that's still well ingrained, well embedded in all of our society. The military, it's embedded in the economic system. It's embedded in our schools from the kindergarten all the way through the universities and the colleges and the prestigious universities out there. All of that is in there. The DEI is in there, etc. Trump has just by executive order legally removed all of those issues, but unknown, unrecognized to the general public, Angela, is those things are still there, still active, and still being used and saying basically thumbing the nose at Trump, thumbing the nose at the laws, thumbing the nose at God, saying we're not going to bow, we're not going to submit to the laws, rules, and regulations that I believe God has used Trump to inaugurate, to protect America, to deliver us from evil, as the scripture would call it, and that evil is the ultimate demise of our nation, lest we turn back to God. So, Angela, you're exactly right. It deserves our prayer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, and then will I heal their land. Listen, it is the healing of the land that's needed, and it's for Christians, churches, pastors, conservatives, patriots, to take the stand that honors God in turning back to him. That's the only way America is going to turn around. We're witnessing the screaming meltdown from the Democrats because of DOGE, the Department of Government Excellence, where they're finding billions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse. You would think, Angela, that even the Democrats would want to save the money. But no, the bottom line is, Angela, and our listeners need to understand it, I believe that the overwhelming majority of the waste, fraud, and abuse through the agendas that's carried out through false names of organizations that's been set up by the government has been used as a conduit to funnel money to those very ones that are in office. By the way, I'll say this and let you go, Angela. One of the things that's on the agenda right now of DOGE, Elon Musk is desperately wanting to look into, you take a legislator, representative like AOC, went in, could not pay a tax bill. It's either $1,600 or $1,900. And now 3 or 4 years later, she's worth about $22 million. And so Elon Musk is saying, how do these legislators overnight become mega millionaires? I think the bottom line is because of payoffs, because of bribery, because of those that are the ones advocating for certain things, that our legislators get paid off. And I believe it's happening on the Socialist, Marxist, Communist left, as well as through the right, which are called the Republicans. So it goes back to a fundamental statement. We need to turn back to God. Our churches, our pastors, our Christians need to turn back to God. Get away from the entertainment. Get away from trying to appease the public. And please, Lord Jesus Christ. Angela, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you, and we need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor. I think Trump's doing a great job, and I think our country's recovering, but I don't think we're ever going to get where we need to be as long as Paula White is Donald Trump's prophet.
You touched on a deep and wide subject, Bob. There are a lot of things I could say. I try to hold my tongue and be very, very careful. You're exactly right. There's a false prophet there in shoes. When you go back and look at the history of the dear woman that's involved, here's the problem. Here's my, if you please, dilemma. It was through Paula White that supposedly Donald Trump had said yes to Jesus. I don't know the truth or the falsity of that. I don't know Donald Trump's heart. Do not know really what took place. Here's the bottom line. God can take bad and use it for good. And I believe he's taken as allowing an individual that you and I both would say is a false prophet. I believe that God can take that bad, because here's Trump that set up a department for every agency in the federal government to look at if there's any Christian bias against Christians in every governmental department, and to eliminate it. So I think God is using the bad for good to bring about his purpose. And even with that, Bob, I think we need to, as Christians, pray that God would open the eyes of President Trump, that he would come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, and that God would continue to use him, because I really believe God has chosen Donald J. Trump. Now listen, I'm not worshiping the man. I'm not putting him on a pedestal. I'm not putting a halo on his head. I'm not telling anybody he walks on water. But I'm telling you, God uses imperfect human beings just like you, just like me, just like Donald Trump, to carry out God's plan in this old world. And I believe God has chosen to use President Donald J. Trump as his instrument, as his vessel, to bring about what Trump is doing today. I don't believe there's another human being on the face of the globe at this moment that has the spine, the backbone, the tenacity to do what Trump is doing. Can you imagine a man that now, before he was sworn into office, with dozens and dozens and dozens of suits based on lawfare to try to prevent him from running the campaign? And now since he's been in office, there's been, last account, 136 suits filed against Trump and his cabinet to try to prevent him from doing what he's doing. That tells me, just on the surface of it, that he is doing things right, or the hounds of hell will not be coming against him to try to stop it. And that's exactly what we see happening. So to go back to the fundamental foundational premise that you stated and that I'm in agreement with, we need to then look at what God is doing from the big picture and how God is handling it and what I believe God is going to do. But the bottom line is, Bob, we need to turn back to God. The greatest need in America today is faith in Jesus Christ. Our churches need to go back to being churches. Our churches need to go back preaching the gospel. Our churches need to go back to simply preaching the Word of God expositorially, that is, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, that people understand what God is saying to us today. So keep praying. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Bob, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, what America needs most, what is it? What do you think America needs most? We're talking about all of these things in general. We're looking at what God is doing through President Trump. DOGE has just begun to peel the onion, finding the waste, fraud, and abuse that is in the system. And Social Security, for example, ladies and gentlemen, DOGE, Department of Government Excellence, through Elon Musk, DOGE has discovered that 4 million Social Security numbers have been distributed to illegal invaders coming into America. Listen, not 4,000, not 400,000, 4 million. Also, DOGE has found in Social Security that hundreds of thousands of people, supposedly, that was between 120 and 150 years old, been drawing Social Security checks. My question is, who's been cashing those checks? Those corpses in the caskets have not been cashing those checks. Who's been cashing them? So I am thankful Very, very thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that we're finding that as the onion is peeled, we're finding the waste, fraud, and abuse. And that's good. That's well. That's wonderful. But is that the greatest need in America? I'm glad it's being done. I'm thankful it's being done. But the greatest need, ladies and gentlemen, is for the churches to recognize our responsibility to be salt and light in a dark and decaying society. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.